Well, the pastor isn't here tonight, but the Holy Spirit is. When the pastor asked me to speak tonight, I asked him if he wanted me to continue his lesson in John or leave it for him because I knew he had prepared so much and so well. Pastor said that he preferred for me to pick my own topic. Wednesday's lesson ended with these verses in John 6:64-71. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. But then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? Now, when the pastor finished his lesson, I didn't know where he was going to end up, and I had already picked my topic, but it starts right there, not in John. I have chosen to speak on Judas, a very good man. I chose this even though I have never heard a sermon on Judas in my life. We despise the name. We despise his activities. But then let's look a little bit at his history, because I believe the biblical record makes a very strong case for Judas being a good man. He is mentioned in every gospel. Let's take a look. Matthew 10:1-4. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: the first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew his brother, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Lebbaeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Now, Jesus handpicked each and every one of these men. He had a reason for picking each and every one of them. And in verse 7 of Matthew 10, it says, as you go, preach. He's telling this to his apostles. As ye go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Jesus gave every apostle these miraculous powers. Judas was included. Judas exercised all these powers and more. He preached. He was trusted with the purse. He lived and traveled with the Lord for 3 years, day and night. All the apostles walked all over Israel, following and participating in the ministry of Jesus. Judas saw water change to wine. He saw the lame walk. He saw the blind be able to see. He saw Lazarus raised from the dead. He was in the boat. He saw Jesus walk on water and calm the seas. And there you have the biblical evidence that Judas was a good man. But then we see another side of Judas in Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 6. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenant to him to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray and kill him unto them in the absence of the multitude. He wanted an opportunity to betray Jesus when there wasn't anybody looking. He was ashamed, and he used the darkness as the devil uses the darkness rather than the light. The treachery of Judas came to pass at the time of the Passover and the Last Supper. And that is mentioned in Mark 14, 16 through 21. And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he cometh with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, Verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. Christ knew from day one that he would be at this moment. And they began to be sorrowful and say unto him one by one, Is it I? And another said, Is it I? And he answered and said unto them, It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born. After the supper, Christ went to the garden for prayer. His disciples waited nearby, but it was in the evening. They were tired. They went to sleep. Christ, from time to time, would come and say, Can't in this hour of my need, you be standing at my side, you be with me? Christ was praying. Matthew 26, verses 45 to 50. Then cometh he to his disciples and saith unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus and took him. How ironic. Judas betrayed Jesus, the man of love, with a kiss, a symbol of love. Then, in Matthew 27, verses 3 and 4, Judas demonstrated that he was a good man, but he was a misled and lost man. 27, verses 3-5. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, after they condemned Jesus, he repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed. And he went and hanged himself. See, Judas really did love Jesus as a man. That's the problem. He only loved him as a man. And he demonstrated by this betrayal that he knew Jesus as a man, but did not know him as his personal Savior. Did not know that he was the Savior of all the world and that his blood covered all sins. Judas, right until he put that rope around his neck and was hung, could have been saved by turning to Jesus. Jesus would have forgiven him. Because God doesn't want anyone to be lost. None. Judas is an example of someone who believes in God and in religion, but only if it is in his own will. How many times have you been talking to people and they say, I believe in the Bible, except where it pinches my toes, except where it infringes on my lifestyle. Judas rejected Christ's redemptive power and could not humble himself before God and lost his salvation. I know dozens of people that think just like Judas did. And you do too. And you do too. They put self before the Word of God, before the Bible. They go to church. They tithe. They pray. But they do not accept Jesus as being on a different level than they are. They do not accept Jesus that his blood covers all sins. And as a consequence, they are in rebellion to God's word. And they are lost. How sad. How sad. It tells us in Mark 3:28. Why I say Jesus would have forgiven him. Verily I say unto you, and this is in Jesus' own words, verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. That is the unpardonable sin, the only unpardonable sin, is to deny the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus had the power to forgive Judas and gladly would have done it, I think. Christ prevailed, living his life and dying in agony without sin. Judas, mostly a good man, knew Jesus as a man, but not as the Son of God. He did not accept him as his Savior. And because of that, Judas will be eternally in the agonies of hell. Many of your friends are in the same boat. I am, as you well know, I'm a Gideon. I have a passion for getting the word of God out to people because I have compassion for people that are lost and don't know the truth, don't have the joy of Jesus like we do. Amen. That is what we knew. Jesus lived his life as it says in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. It's easier to sin than not. We all know that. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Life's a struggle. Judas was most of the way there. He was most of the way there. Think of the things that he did, probably even conducted miracles in Jesus' name. But in the end, he failed. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And hopefully you'll never have to be. But Jesus was. And he paid the price for you, for me, and for all of those in the world. God bless the reading of his holy words. I'll close in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts. We have the joy of Jesus Christ, and especially in this season where we celebrate the birth of Jesus, which foretold of the salvation of the entire world. How grateful we are. We feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. We're so thankful for that. And Lord, we pray for our country. We pray for a revival. We pray the Lord will send someone to lead us out of this wilderness that we're in. Never in my lifetime have we seen such violence as we have in this world today. Never have we seen such disregard for the truth and the right and the law. And Lord, I just pray that you will bless this nation. Once again, let us get on our knees, ask us Christians, get on our knees and ask for forgiveness. Change our ways. And Lord, that you would, as you did so many times for the Jews when they had fallen away, sent revival, uplifted them, put them on the path of God. And Lord, we pray that you would do that now, for it is so badly needed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you all.